Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from today's epistle reading in 2 Corinthians. Paul writes, "And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory." There's a show on public television called This Old House. Each year they take an old house, usually run down and decrepit, and during the season we witness the renovation and transformation of this old house. Paul says that like those houses on this old house, we are being transformed. Physically, most of us start out life healthy, and as we grow older, we become physically run down and decrepit. But Scripture tells us that spiritually, it's the exact opposite. According to Scripture, we begin life spiritually run down and decrepit. That seems counterintuitive, for the popular belief is that human beings are born basically good. But contrary to popular belief, Scripture makes clear that spiritually, humans actually begin life like an old house in need of renovation, spiritually run down and decrepit. The Lord declares in Genesis, "Every inclination of man's heart is evil from childhood." David says in Psalm 51, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the moment my mother conceived me." Spiritually, we begin life run down and decrepit. But like those houses on this old house, we are being transformed. This transformation, our spiritual renovation, is a progressive process that takes place throughout our lives, a progressive process called sanctification. Sanctification is a Latin word which means to make holy. But before we can talk about sanctification, we need to look at another Latin word, justification, which means to make right with God. Paul says in Romans, "He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification." God's Son, Jesus Christ, justified you, made you right with God by living a perfect life in your place and sacrificing himself to pay for your sins. His resurrection was God the Father's announcement to the world that he has accepted his Son's sacrifice as payment in full for all our sins. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Your sins are all forgiven. You are justified, made right with God, because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Paul says in Acts, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins in his name." That is justification, God giving you faith to trust the good news of forgiveness. "I tell you the truth," Jesus says, "whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life." Paul says in 2 Corinthians, "He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again." That is sanctification, which follows in the Christian's life after justification. Living no longer for yourself, but for him who died for you and rose again. Justification and sanctification go together, as the old adage says, like two sides of the same coin. Those who are justified, who trust in Jesus for salvation, also desire and seek to be sanctified, to live for him a holy life. Paul describes sanctification this way in 1 Timothy: pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Peter says, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The last episode each season of This Old House is always a big party to celebrate completion of the transformation. But there will never come a point in this life where you can sit back and say, my spiritual transformation is complete. Sanctification is an ongoing, progressive process throughout your life. As Paul says in our text, we are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory. Or as another old adage puts it, be patient with me. God isn't finished with me yet. That is why you worship the Lord. That is why you read, hear, and study God's word. That is why you receive the sacrament. That is why you speak to the Lord in prayer. Because God isn't finished with you yet. In this life, your spiritual renovation, your spiritual transformation, your sanctification is never complete. In this life, you will not attain perfect holiness. You will remain a work in progress. But there will be a final episode with a big party celebrating your complete transformation. John puts it this way: we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Just as Christ in his transfiguration was transformed and for a time showed forth his heavenly glory, in heaven you will be finally, fully transformed forever, for you will see God face to face, and like Moses, you will reflect the perfect radiance of God's glory. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory. Amen.